Hi, I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're talking to Pastor Tim Bollinger and Jim Jansen from Shepherd's Gate. Let's continue the discussion on churches not only connecting, but partnering with other churches to spur on growth throughout our communities and throughout our district. As we begin, what are some of those partnerships that you guys are involved with at Shepherd's Gate, and how did those partnerships take shape?
Well, first, Jeff, thanks so much for having us on the podcast. It's truly our honor to be able to spend some time today.
Absolutely.
And if there's anything that we can do to shed light on this situation, we're all in. We just really see our church as a church for not just ourselves, but other churches in our community. And really, the genesis for us is when we would go to our district functions, events, meetings, and we kept hearing about churches closing within our district. And it was just kind of heartbreaking. That you always wonder in the back of your head, oh man, was there something more we could have done? Is there something else we could have tried to do? And by then it was just too late. And so we just started communicating with the district. If you know of churches that are struggling, if you know of churches that just need a boost, whatever that may be, hey, let us know. Let us talk to them. We can have a conversation, and then maybe there's a way for us to be able to go and partner with them and do something in a tangible way.
So you guys have done partnering with other churches, maybe in a different way than a lot of people think of how partnerships would work. You know, you hear of churches closing, okay, maybe they don't have a pastor. We know there's pastor shortages out there. But there's shortages in so many different areas, aren't there? And Jim, why don't you speak to that and how you guys have kind of taken the ball and run with it in some of those other areas?
Yeah, actually, in the technical space, we've just found a lot of needs that we're able to address, and even to the point of doing some repair work or just best practices for audio, lighting, live stream, things of that nature. And even in one situation up in Rogers City at Peace Lutheran, we took a road trip, went up, and even installed an audio and video system for them to start a contemporary service. And that was, you know, that was a lot of fun. But just the technical know-how of how to set that up, what equipment to purchase, and how to get it all running, and even training their volunteers on the equipment, that was part of that project.
Oh, that's awesome. And we talk about partnerships. One of the other ways that a lot of people are partnering within the Michigan District right now are through the convocations. And I've got to imagine that's going to help a lot of this conversation. Wouldn't you agree? And Tim, I imagine you can speak to that.
Oh, yes. We're excited because July 21st, the five Lutheran churches coming together for one huge outdoor service at a public park that we're really excited to be having and hosting. And we're just expecting a lot of people to come. But it's showing, I guess, that we can work together, you know, that there is this kind of synergy that's building, because it's so easy for churches just to become inwardly focused. Like, it's so easy, especially post-COVID, attendance down, you know, giving trends down, for people to kind of circle the wagons and say, well, we can't really think about anybody else or any other church. We got to focus on ourselves because we have our own issues, our own problems to address. And we've just kind of said here at Shepherd's Gate that, yeah, sure, we have our challenges as well, but we still want to be about helping our other sister congregations, and whatever that looks like, whatever the need may be, at least have the conversation. Like, maybe we can't do something. Maybe they have an issue that we can't solve, but we could help figure out a way to solve it, get other people involved to do it.
Yeah, I think the dialogue is opening doors. Even the convocation has been interesting, because churches that are just like a couple of miles from Shepherd's Gate, and I didn't even know the staff there. I didn't know who these people were. And now, working with them, preparing for the convocation, we're making those connections and building those friendships. And it's only going to lead to more projects in the future together. And I think that'll be great.
So what are some of the challenges, or maybe even sacrifices, that whether you have to make them or the other churches that you're partnering with have to make? What do you see there?
I mean, the challenge really is getting people to ask for help. I think oftentimes that's the other part of the mindset of, oh, they don't want to bother this church or that church, or they just think that we have enough issues of our own. And it's like, no, speak up. and honestly encourage people to call the district first. I think a lot of people don't even realize the amount of resources that come out of our district office. And being on the board and going to the listening events, we heard that over and over again from people. Oh, I didn't realize that the district did that. Oh, I didn't realize the district had a staff person for that. Oh, I didn't realize that the district could help in that way. And just being willing to admit, hey, we need some help in this area. And then also because of our partnership with the district, maybe the district will say, oh, we're going to send some people. Oh, let's call Shepherd's Key because we know that they're kind of versed in this. Or we're going to call Trinity. We're going to call whoever because different churches have different skill sets. And having that mindset that we're all on the same team, we're all part of the same denomination. Hey, let's help each other out.
Yeah, and it's a matter of scale and perspective too. You know, I've served in churches of 100 or less, and I've served in churches of 1,000 or more. And at every level, you think to yourself, man, I don't have enough to do this thing. But, you know, if you are a larger church and you're helping a smaller church, it can seem like you have many resources to bring to bear because of the scale. And that's how we can work together. You know, we look at and partner with churches larger than ourselves when we need help. Mm-hmm. And so in turn, we should be helping churches, you know, that need help that are maybe of a smaller size. They don't have those resources. We do. So you just share what you have at whatever level you're at.
I think one of the interesting things even with Roger City is it wasn't just even the equipment and setting all that up. They wanted to launch kind of the contemporary service in their, what was that, their fellowship hall, the kind it of was, their auxiliary room, but they didn't have any musicians or singers. And so our team was like, well, how can we help them? And you guys were like, well, what if we just record all of our worship songs? We cut them down per song, we upload them to the cloud, and then they can just pull them from the website and use that as part of their services. So like we're doing something that we're already going to be doing. And so when you say sacrifice, the sacrifice is part of our staff. Some of our staff are using some of their time to make those clips or to go up to Roger City or to go to whatever church and be able to be a blessing to them in that way.
Yeah, for 2 years now, our worship team has been actually serving two churches, even without them knowing it sometimes. But they're, you know, our videos are being used in worship every week at Roger City. And, you know, it's not like we're repeating the music. We're doing it once, just send the videos. And so, you know, it pays dividends, like you say.
So what do you think some of the drawbacks might be? I don't necessarily want to say drawbacks, but what challenges from other churches asking for help in that regard? You know, it a lot of times that can't be easy. You figure, you know, each church, we've got to have someone here, whether it be on staff or a layperson who can help us in this regard, but maybe they don't have that person. So knowing when to ask for help might be another thing that one of those challenges, wouldn't you agree?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it depends on the need, because if it's pulpit supply, that's definitely partner with the district. And there's enough retired pastors, you know, around the Michigan district that can help fill that need. But if it's technology, if it's certain things within the church, if it's even staffing issues, staffing structure, a lot of those things that we would be able to come and just do free consulting for.
Yeah, that's right. I'd say tech, marketing, communications, organizational management, even just, facility issues, we can bring some resources to bear in any of those areas.
So when we're thinking about next steps, what do you guys have planned for the future as far as partnerships go and how to move this forward? And what would you love to see happen within the district in this regard?
Yeah, our latest project is with Family of God in Detroit, and we're developing a live stream system for them. And also a system where they can have service in their main room and then they can display it on TVs in other places on their campus, because they're finding that they need to be able to host more people than just in their main room. So we're going to work with them on finding an affordable way to make that happen. And so we'll be going down there soon.
Yeah, and I think it could definitely help the district, could help us get the word out that we're willing to do this. Mm-hmm. So if people are calling the district and maybe you guys aren't able to answer or solve a certain issue that they're having, to be able to say, okay, here's the contact information for Shepherd's Gate, give these guys a try and see if they can't help with whatever it is that you want to do to take your church to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say we're willing to take a look at anything. If we can help, we will.
Yeah. And I know one of the ways that you do that is through the Step Out and Serve, which you've done for years and years and years, but cleaning up churches and whether it's a paint job, whether it's landscaping, whatever it may be, you guys have done that for a long, long time, right?
Yeah, we just finished our 16th year doing it this last June. And now we have what we call Step Out and Serve 365, 365 as we call it. So it doesn't have to just be on the one immersion weekend. If a church says, hey, we have a basement that needs to be decluttered, we have a classroom that needs to be painted, we need help building a fence. Our congregation loves doing those types of projects. They would very willingly come to a church that's like, man, we just need a boost over here. Could you come and fix this up, renovate this, whatever the case may be? And I know our church would try to figure out if we could do it.
And we're even blessed to now have the mission mobile.
Yes.
And our trailer, which is wrapped. And so, you know, if that shows up at your place, then we're going to get rocking.
That's right. A good thing. Yep. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. We're talking with Tim Bolliger and Jim Jensen from Shepherd's Gate. So when it comes to your church leaders and the laity, Tim's got another idea. Here we go. How is that received when you've got something like that? We want to help this church. We want to bless that. Pretty amazing that everyone's on board and willing to do that, right?
I can speak to that. I think at one level, it happens within the staff. So the first people that know about situations that we can help with are staff, and our staff, just to brag on them a bit, are ready and willing to jump in, and they want to help. And so there's always a great attitude about it, and we're always seeing, you know, what we can do and what we can provide. And often these projects then come to our congregation when we want to bring volunteers into the mix, when we want to, you know, expand whatever help is needed into the congregation. And again, they're willing to jump to it. But it's fun to play the videos. We'll sometimes play a video of what we did, and just to watch everyone's reactions, like, wow, we did that. Like, Shepherd's Gate is having an influence in other areas. And that's always really exciting and a real blessing to the congregation for sure.
Absolutely.
What advice or encouragement would you give people thinking about partnering or even moving forward and asking for help?
I think they just need to know that we're not coming in to tell them how to do worship. We're not trying to change anybody's worship style or their approach to ministry. We just want to be a support. And as we keep saying, it often falls on the tech side, communication side, those avenues that we feel God has blessed us with here at Shepherd's Gate. And again, we're open to just having a conversation, because every church that we've worked at, what they've done is they just communicated our needs. And then we circle up and go, okay, this is what they're saying they need. We've never done some of these things before, but let's figure out how we can come and support them and help them. And if we can't, then we're probably going to try to find one of the other churches in the area that we would ask and say, hey, we know you guys are good at this. Would you be willing to go and assist in this way?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, Jim, got to imagine just having another set of eyes, another set of ears to listen, to hear what the problem is and figuring out how to solve those kinds of things. It's got to be a great thing for any church out there, right?
You know, you don't know what you don't know. So example is, you know, we went to Good Life a few months ago, and they were having a problem with a couple of their lights. And, you know, we took a look in the back and just identified, because we're used to dealing with things such as lights and the technology that goes with that, right away we're like, look, you just got to plug this into here, plug that into there. Boom, the light went back on. And it's not that we're magical or anything. It's just that we deal with this on a regular basis. They don't. So a problem that like had stymied them for months, we fixed in about 5 minutes, and not because we're geniuses or anything, but just because we happen to have the experience with that technology. So I think sometimes it's like that. Just ask, and let's see. Let's see if we can make a difference.
Go ahead, tell the folks out there how they can connect with you. SGatechurch.org is one of the great ways, through your website, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a joke around here now, but you can just email me, And my email address is jj@sgatechurch.org. So yeah, jj@sgatechurch.org, and I'll get you started.
Okay. Well, check the show notes. We'll have all that information in the show notes and much more on how you can connect, how you can partner, along with connecting with the district facilitators. And we'll have much more that we can share on this topic. So, Pastor and Jim, we want to thank you so much for your time. It's greatly, greatly appreciated.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks a lot. It's been fun.
Yeah. And thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.